Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Here, happy, excited, jazzed. It is not the start of film festival season, but it's the start of our film festival season. We've been fortunate to cover a number of festivals for 5 or 6 years or 4 years, and we're adding some new festivals this year. So, with no bias towards any event or no specific promotion of an event, we're going to talk about a few different festivals here. And I'm letting you know, pardon me, I'm getting ready to, Talking Pictures is going to present for the first time ever, we are going to bring you coverage, a wrap of the Phoenix Film Festival, which it was pretty cool to go on Internet Movie Database a few days ago and see that the film, Phoenix Film Festival had the headline banner. So we were very thankful that they let our reporter go out there. We're going to be bringing that to you this week. Again, it's April 17th. The next festival we're covering, we always appreciate them. Sorry for saying that so much. I get so excited doing this show. The Newport Beach Film Festival will be coming to Southern California, of course. That's where Newport Beach is. I already previewed some of the features that I want you guys to check out, so please go in our archives. This week we will be getting some short film choices. We are unfortunately, I had to reschedule due to my mistake, having on the Newport Shorts director, and she is going to let us know some titles to keep an eye out for. So we're going to have that for you this week. Also, for the first time ever, we're going to be expanding to the Midwest with the Chicago International Film Festival, Chicago Cine Youth, which I personally don't know much about, so I love that fact. It's not a festival I'm used to. It's not a festival where I know any programmers. It's not a festival where I don't know anything. I've been to Chicago. That's about it. So it's going to be really exciting to see the films because they're student films. When we sat down and talked about this show, when we started it, we said we wanted it to go from student to filmmakers on Netflix, filmmakers with stuff in theaters. Enough division already. If you like films, you like films. So Chicago, Phoenix. Also, right after, and this is, again, we are LA-based, but we're working to expand. But for those of you in Los Angeles, if you haven't been to the Turner Classic Movies Film Festival, this is a pretty epic event. They're going to be having a 50-year anniversary screening of The Endless Summer. They're going to have a 25-year anniversary screening of Boys in the Hood. Now, if you haven't seen either of these films, they cannot be more different in nature. And depending on your age, you're going to kind of say, like, why is Paul even talking about Boys in the Hood? Why is he even mentioning The Endless Summer? But this is what's kind of cool about Turner Classic Movies Film Festival is, oh, they're also going to have a new print of Charlie Chaplin's The Kid. But before I go off on a Charlie Chaplin tangent, Endless Summer, about two guys, 1966, landmark film. My father tells me about how this film was like unheard of when he was 15. Of course, it was California surf culture. Now we relate surfing as a world thing, but I guess at the time films didn't capture surfing everywhere. Maybe they did. This film had guys from down here in Huntington Beach surfing in Africa and wherever all the places they go. I don't want to spoil the film because I suggest you come out and see this movie. If you have not seen it, you're in for a real treat. It's going to seem like it's behind the times, but film today is definitely not what it was 50 years ago. So also with Boys in the Hood, I'm shocked that this movie is 25 years old. I remember sneaking to see this movie on cable, knowing that my dad didn't want me watching it. I had a conversation with him today and told him, you know, I saw that movie when you didn't want me watching it. But Boys in the Hood, one of the first films to peek into what goes on in South Central Los Angeles. And also, of course, it brings Cuba Gooding Jr. on our radar before Show Me the Money with Jerry Maguire, one of my personal faves, so nothing against Jerry Maguire. We love Cameron Crowe. But Boys in the Hood is just one of those films that just is kind of a punch to the gut. It has Ice Cube. I'm pretty sure it was the acting debut. This is not a family film, so when I say Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood, that obviously doesn't mean are we there yet, or that, you know, that film he made in Vancouver. But these are two important films. And of course, if you've never seen Charlie Chaplin's The Kid, you know, those are just three really special treats. I could see why they mentioned them in the press materials and on the commercials for Turner Classic Movies. We'll be out, luckily. I don't like the way this sounds, but we'll be in Hollywoodland, to support the film festival that's given so much to us, and see friends and some people we know, and maybe mainly also just to watch some really cool classic films on the big screen. So with that, I just wanted to let you guys know about these great things going on. We are so excited to say that we've been in Phoenix, we're going to be in Newport, Hollywood, and Chicago. We wouldn't be here without all you listeners and supporters, friends. Take care. Have a great night. And like always, no matter what you do, make sure and watch a good movie.